think, really good programs and two good teams battling it out right to the end, very similar to last week. Credit to Boise State on how hard they played and what a good team that out. And impressed with them from beginning to end. Really liked the resiliency of Tanner and true first start to beat that team in front of a home crowd. After a few series a week ago in Hail Mary, I don't know where you go from there in terms of starting, but I'm really proud of him. I thought maybe one of the main differences in the game was Adam Heaney in the second half. Our ability to start being able to run the football really helped kind of get some balance back into our offense and take some pressure off of Tanner. Our receivers continue to make critical plays when they need to and have to. It's a really good group. I was impressed with our defense for the majority of the game. This first half, especially with all the short fields and holding the points down, and they played especially well on third down. And so, team victory. Boise had the edge, I would say. I was really impressed with their punter. He did a nice job, and that's one of the differences in the game at the beginning. But I did see an improvement in our kick coverage, and that really helped down the stretch in terms of field position. Great to have Kai Nakua back. And he changed the game. The range that he covers, the plays that he made, and that's really who he is. And so I'm really excited for him. Regarding all the scrutiny that he's been under, for him to be able to come out and play that way, it's fitting to represent who he is and how hard he's worked to be back on our team. So I'll take questions. It's a great win for our team.
What was it? Is there anything that made a difference in that running game? Any adjustments made, or was it just willpower?
I think part of it's willpower, but Boise moved their front a lot of games, a lot of twists, a lot of stunning, but a lot of also just shifting, and we had a hard time targeting. Targeting just means blocking the right people in the first half, especially. And that part slowed down a little bit for us. We were able to target a little bit better, and just Adam started to be more confident. So the combination of those two things helped.
Can you describe Mangum Magic and how much confidence this team has in this kid?
I think the team has confidence in each other. I don't think it's just Tanner. Tanner's just, it sounds funny, he's just the quarterback. But they have confidence in each other. Coach Winford worked very hard all offseason. Bronson and Taysom did a fantastic job of leading his team and brought it together. And so Tanner's just now stepping into his role and his part of it. It's much bigger than him.
Can you talk about his boys and playing in situations? I mean, he has the Hail Mary last week. This week he gets a fourth and seven touchdown.
He did an ID, came off and said sorry for making it so close, and he's smiling. Like, it's hard to face that. I'm not going to try, but he's apologizing to me, to me for grabbing the game. I don't know what to say. He's pretty special.
All your monster receivers out there and little Mitch Jurgens has a great game.
Mitch, when I awarded him a scholarship in front of the team in fall camp, the reaction of the team has never been like that. And so it was a combination of Nate Carter and Mitch. And I mean, the meeting was, we couldn't have the meeting anymore. So that was one of the agenda items. And guys were jumping over the seats, and they mobbed them, and it turned into this mosh pit celebration-ish thing. And the meeting was done because they respect him so much. That's the best tribute anyone could pay, and I bet there's no one the team is happier for to see make a play like that. You can't try any harder than that. He was stretched out all maybe 5-7 of them, or whatever it is.
Staying with receivers, was there any particular reason why Nick Kurtz didn't see as much time this week?
I don't think so. And I didn't follow the rotation. It wasn't intentional. He's a really good player, and so I'm not sure regarding personnel groups. It wasn't part of the plan. It doesn't mean that he's not a fantastic player. And maybe he got beat up a little bit, but I don't know. But there's no reason. It might have just worked out that way rotationally.
How'd you feel about the defense alignment to Iloma out?
They did a really nice job. Logan to LA is very tough. Graham Rowley is really tough. And I thought defensively we played well.
had a little more flexibility maybe with some of those guys coming back. You end up running a defense with a long yardage situation, going down the line, but you can help my back. Can you talk about how that maybe affected your group and be able to have the versatility?
Well, our hope was to be able to play well enough on first down where we could do that. We thought Boise was quick and fast, and they were strong on the perimeter. And if we could get to that point, then we really could make fast and quick guys out there as we could, and then cause deception and confusion, which in their protection, which is what happened, and I think that's why we were effective on third down. The defense had fun. I had fun working with them today. We got better, and it's a work in progress. But it's something like that.
Night and day difference with the run game from the first half to the second half. What changed specifically?
You know, I can't really say any more clearly than what I have. I think it's targeting and confidence with Adam, and possibly decision making with Adam. I mean, Cameron, just some of those are polar good reads.
Kind of quit tying Kerwin Grace and the three receptions. That's pretty cool to have that guy on campus and then that to happen.
It's really cool to acknowledge Derwin and have him back, which was awesome. Our team loved it. My takeaway from this game, there's no one I'm more happy for than Kai. That was a tough stretch after that Memphis game. And he handled it really, really well. And to have his debut after all that to leave today, I think he made a huge statement as to how much he cares about our team.
Can your heart take any more finishes like this?
Well, I wasn't thrown around the locker room today, and I was we went right to saying a prayer, and that's about all I could do today. And I think it's maybe all the team could do. So, it seems like the season's worth already, but I'll take it. If that's the way we're going to play this year, then I guess I got to be ready for it.
So, how do you top it next week?
Holy cow. I don't even know where to start with that one. I think these guys are trying hard to track who they play against. We can still do anything, no question about that. But it's just fun to watch them pull for each other and make a critical play when they need to. And I'm appreciative again of just the environment tonight. It was a great setting for college football. And a late start, I know that's hard for the fans, but man, what a cool setting. And it was a really neat, experience at Liberty State.
One more question.
Was it nice to be able to enjoy the last 30 seconds, unlike last week?
As a play caller, there's every yard is too many. So, yeah, I really couldn't. Yeah, you know, I was just, I can't help it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Sorry.